Hello, Radio St. Pete. In this episode of Good Deeds, we talk with Park Center for Disabilities. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me today is Lisa Emery, Director of Community and Donor Relations. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Nanette. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
You have a lot of new and exciting things happening at Park, including your annual Evening of Purpose, the Emerald Tide Gala, on the 9th of November. We'll get to that in a minute. Tell us what is new and about the big, big news about the groundbreaking.
The big news is we broke ground a couple of months ago on our brand new $12 million Children's Services Center. It's on Tyrone Boulevard, and the walls have actually gone up. It's starting to look like a building, and we are beyond excited about this opportunity to have a brand new space for children from 2 months to 5 years old with developmental disabilities.
That's really exciting. And you also celebrated your 70th anniversary in April 2023.
We did.
Tell us, for those who don't know, what Park does.
Park, for the last 71 years now, we have been taking care of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And what that means is we provide services for adults, from job training to art programs to physical fitness. It's basically a day program where they come for an entire day, Monday through Friday, from roughly 8 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we create all kinds of meaningful experiences and programs and opportunities for everybody to excel and be included in the community and just live a fulfilling life and have friends.
And you know what I think is amazing, you serve over 900 children and adults annually, and you have a 71-year legacy of service, and you also promote job training. You put people out into the community, and you have an enormous volunteer support group as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have several hundred volunteers that do everything from events to coming in on a weekly basis. We have volunteers that come in and do artwork or yoga, physical activities, gardening, all different things, teaching, reading. We also have volunteers that help us with our events. We have over 200 volunteers every year that come and help us at the Tampa Bay Blues Fest at Vinoy Park. We are responsible for pouring all the beer and serving all the refreshments and selling programs, and that is an enormous feat for us with well over 200 volunteers.
Tell us a little bit about the services for adults and children's and the statistics of those that you've helped over the years.
Absolutely. So Park started with our a preschool. It was a school for children with disabilities 71 years ago, and that school continues today, and we're so excited with a brand new school that's going to open in about a year and a half. We serve over 460 children every year, not only in the preschool. Now, the preschool includes the children receive breakfast, lunch, and a healthy snack. We have a kitchen right on staff, a full-time kitchen. We have therapy available on site. So if your child needs physical therapy, speech therapy, or occupational therapy, that happens right in the preschool. The parents don't have to leave work. They can receive all of those services while they're at Park. We have transportation to and from the preschool for families that need help getting their child to the school. And we have a couple of other children's programs. We have a Family Focus, which is a program where we go into the community to other preschool centers or into the child's home, and we help children that are experiencing developmental delays, and we get them caught up to their peers. And our third program in the children's services is a caregiver relief. It's a respite program for people, families, could be a single mom, single dad, grandparent raising one or more child with a special need.
You also have 64 adults with disabilities who live on the premises. Is that correct?
Yes, we have 64 adults that live right on our main campus, and we have another 32 adults that live on two group homes that are just about 10 minutes away from our main campus. And the folks that live in those homes are a little bit more independent. They don't require as much one-on-one care. But all in all, the 94 individuals that live with us, they do, you know, we have staffing 24/7, 365 days a year to take care of those folks. And I've got to tell you, we have many individuals that we have 9 individuals that have lived at Park for 40 plus years.
It is just such an important organization. So let's talk a little bit about the Emerald Tide Gala. There's no place like Park. It features the Parks-inspired choir, and I want to come back to that. Milos Gassiar, Shauna Carter, Lisa No, and Greg Billings, and the Stay Up Lates. It's going to be at the Coliseum, 6:30 to 10:30. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Number one, we are extremely excited to have secured the Coliseum. We've been on a waiting list for many years to have it at that venue because previous venues, we've been limited on the space and the number of guests that we can have. So we're really happy that we're going to be able to expand our audience with this venue. And we're excited about the Greg Billings and Stay Up Lates band. That's a great band to dance to. And Milos is going to be performing. He is a young man with autism. And he is an extraordinary pianist who will blow you away when you hear him play.
And tell us about the Inspired Choir.
The Inspired Choir, if you've never heard them or seen them, it is a must-see. They have been rehearsing for months. They've got some great songs that tie in a little bit to The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz and Wicked. They're going to perform some amazing songs. They will have everybody on their feet swaying and clapping and probably shed a tear or two when you see how excited they are to perform.
And tickets are still available, is that right?
They are, yes.
Great. So you can visit www.park-fl.org, go to events, and you'll see all the events, and then you'll see the Black Tie Gala. This is your biggest fundraiser, but you also do things all year round. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our second largest fundraiser, which we just celebrated back in May and June, it's a two-day event, is our golf tournament. And that was our 50th annual golf tournament. And that is a two-day event. It kicks off on a Friday night with a great party. Last year's theme was Magic and Martinis, and we had an actual magician there performing for everybody. And then the next day, we have a golf tournament, and we have over 120 golfers. And Raymond James has been supporting that event for almost as long as it's been going on, probably at least 30 or more of those 50 years.
That's amazing. Talk to us a little bit about services for people with disabilities in Pinellas County. You really are unique in that, but talk to us a little bit about the need for this.
The need is there's a huge need for what we do, and there's a long, long waiting list to get services. We get phone calls all the time for people looking for housing for their family members, and we are limited to 94 beds. So that is really a challenge for us when we have to turn people away. But our solution for those folks in the meantime is to get them into our day program where they can come Monday through Friday and receive services until we have an opening for our residential services.
You know, one of the things that I stands out to me is where capabilities shine. People assume incorrectly that people with developmental disabilities are limited, and it's just the opposite. When you spend time at Park, when you volunteer at Park, you get to see how Park expands on people's capabilities. And, you know, it takes a village to do that, and it makes you very different because you are really Florida's first organization to serve children with developmental disabilities. Is that correct? And you set new standards.
It is. We've been a pioneer since 1953 in the services that we provide. And Park started out as a preschool for children with disabilities. It was called the Peter Pan School. And as those children grew up and, you know, became teenagers and adults, the organization evolved with those kids. And we have some original people that were part of that park when we first started. We've had people that have been with us for over 50 years. So Park provides where the capabilities shine. It's the choir. It's people learning job skills and having jobs in the community where they're independent. And we have people that are no longer on Social Security because they got a job through Park, and we support them through that entire employment process so that they can sustain that employment and become fully independent and have purpose in life. Everybody, they want to be just like us. They want to be included. They want to have purpose, and they want to be seen.
And, you know, one of the things that I love is that there's so many ways to be part of this organization. You can volunteer as a one-time project. That's great for schools or groups. There's regular volunteering if you can do it a couple times a week or a month. There's group community service. So if you have an organization, a business, this is great. And then most important, let's talk about the skill sharing. You really want people to bring their skills to Park and share that expertise. Tell us some of the unique volunteers that you've had that have helped you. I know you've had outdoor landscaping, outdoor painting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, landscaping is a really good example. We have a master gardener that comes every week and works with our participants on the garden, teaching them different native plants to Florida and how to take care of the plants. We have people, the St. Pete Pickleball Association came out and taught pickleball to our participants. They'll start that up again when the weather cools down in January. It just goes on and on. We have music therapists that come in once a week. People with disabilities, music is a big thing for them. They respond to that. Sometimes they can't connect with anybody, but music is a really good way to connect with individuals with disabilities.
And you even have a drum circle.
We sure do. Everybody loves the drum circle. And we have Wacky Wednesday where we have karaoke and everybody has a great time. We have plays where we put together plays, and twice a year we're doing those, and again, the Inspired Choir. So Park is a happy place, and the interesting thing is we've had people that have transferred to Park from other organizations. Perhaps they lived in a group home where they're only, a group home with four residents, and they come to Park. You know, when they're in these smaller group homes, they don't have that interaction. They don't have those events. They don't have inclusion, and they come to Park. They make friends. They have activities. They can choose from any number of things to do, and the community is amazing to us because our participants are in the community. They go to the orchestra. They go to the movies. They go to Clearwater Marine Aquarium. They go to Busch Gardens. They do more than I do. They live a wonderful life, and there are so many people because of our legacy and what we do and the amazing people we take care of. So many people want to help us because of the people we serve.
And I want to do a few shout-outs. I hear that in October of this year, you were received an award of $375,000 state appropriation to fund the replacement of your 50-year-old kitchen that serves 167, 424 meals and snacks to the adults and preschool participants. That's amazing. What else is going on that's news and newsworthy?
Well, we are remodeling the building that houses our adult day program. That building is just turned 50 years old last year, and it's one of our newer buildings, actually. And that building, we received a $1.5 million appropriation from the state and the city of St. Petersburg. That money was appropriated about 2 years ago, but it's taken this long to get things underway, and that building is undergoing a complete renovation as we speak, and we're updating it, and it's all about making this a very happy and warm, inviting environment for our participants.
So I've been talking today with Lisa Emery. She's the Director of Community and Donor Relations, the Park Center for Disabilities. Again, the big event, and gosh, I can't wait for Wicked, but I think this is even going to be more fun, is the 55th annual Evening of Purpose. Tell them again where they can find their tickets.
www.parc-fl.org. And right when you go to our homepage, there is a pop-up window that you can click through to, or you can just go to the event tab on our website as well.
It's going to be fabulous. There's a delectable dinner. There's incredible music. There's one-of-a-kind live and silent auctions. Most importantly, you'll listen to the heartwarming stories that distinguish Park among all good deeds in Pinellas County. Lisa, thank you for being here on Radio St. Pete with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.